A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Any questions of any of the summary transfers? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The fifth item, the AE and ES division / parks is a request for $500,000 to recreate the Mitchell Park greenhouse. My question, Mr. Chairman, what will be happening to the existing greenhouse facility, which is to say, will it be demolished there on the site, or could it be taken down, disassembled, and it's the parts of the greenhouse be given to, granted to, a local nonprofit entity?
Mr. Haas.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, this fund transfer allows us to continue the process of a new greenhouse that was an adopted capital project, I believe, back in 2008. As far as the determination of what happens at the existing site with the existing greenhouses that are left, that's an issue that is currently being negotiated by the Parks Department. I'm not sure about the condition of what's there at this time and how it might be able to be disassembled or salvaged. I do know there are substantial hazardous materials issues there, and that's typical with most of the older buildings. But that is currently being negotiated. Okay. And I would refer you to the Parks Department on that issue.
Okay. I was not aware that there were the hazardous materials that the good gentleman referred to. That would make sense that we should not just pack it up and ship it off there. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, there's some interesting fund transfers in this one, and I have to say, due to this committee's due diligence, the reports on fund transfers have improved. Just in this fund transfer alone, there's well over a couple million dollars. And let me start off with the first one, number five, as Supervisor Haas was bringing up. This is a project that the county board has historically supported, and I think it's an amazing opportunity. And I'm extremely excited about it, but we need a whole lot more information than that. And I realize normally something like this would have already had a capital project created in the 2012 budget, but I also understand that it's unique because it's a unique funding source from what I understand. It seems as if it's the money from the WISDOT Zoo Interchange reconstruction. I, at face value, believe that this is a good investment, but I guess I would like to know, Mr. Chairman, just getting started out here, how much is this? Are these the only funds that we have from the Zoo Interchange reconstruction? I mean, for me as a policymaker, it's a bit strange that, you know, I find out we have the funds and then I immediately find out what they're being spent on. What I'd like to know is, okay, we have, you know, $1 million and here's our ideas. It appears to me that I only find out about the funds when they are already planned for. Okay, do we see how we're missing that step of communication there? So, again, I don't want to take away from this project. I love this project. I'm so excited about it. In fact, I love it so much I have great ideas for it, and that's why I want to take – I don't want to – and I want to ask you, Mr. Chairman, I do not want to prevent this from moving forward, but I would like specifically item number five, and I'm going to ask the chairman of Parks. I would like that item on the Parks agenda because, first of all, the Mitchell Parks Greenhouse and Horticulture Center is a Parks entity. And I have to say, and if you weren't thinking I was going to say it, then you're not paying attention, I think we have some major opportunities out there. There are many people who believe that while we're reconstructing these greenhouses, there's an opportunity for a solar farm. And we've got to do this right. So this is exciting, but I want to do it right. And what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, I need a little bit of guidance here, is... Again, I don't want to not approve it, but I would really like this specific item number five to go to Parks, not so much as a fund transfer, but as an informational item. And I don't have to ask that.
What you need to do is have the chairman. What I'm doing, because of things happening within transportation that works, is so people don't have to just go to finance to see it.
Right.
The parent company is the finance committee, and they can direct where it's going. This is just strictly information for us. We do take no actions on it. Our approval or disapproval would not affect it at all.
Okay.
So what you need to get a hold of the chairman of Parks to ask Supervisor Broderick to put this on his agenda as information.
Okay, and I will do that because, and more so on the project component of it, because I need more information. This is a couple sentences here. But the bigger item, so I will work on that. And the bigger item is what I had brought up earlier about, let's get that question answered, about the WISDOT Zoo Interchange reconstruction funding. I know that that's a dynamic issue. I mean, every other day they're deciding what land they want and don't want. But how much money, is this the only money that's available currently, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Chair, I would defer to Mr. Busalaki on that issue. I believe he's leading the effort with the Department of Transportation or the current Transportation Public Works.
Mr. Brooks.
Well, Mr. Chairman and supervisors, we've had a couple of initial meetings. There will be more meetings that we're going to have because of the complexity of the project. As you know or may not know, the zoo interchange is going to be a big job.
Mm-hmm.
And about 45% of the land is county land.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue to meet. We really haven't gotten into anything specific yet, although Bill Drew and I are going to meet with WISDOT to solve the seam line issue. So that's one of the things that we're going to have to come back and report to you on. That's an issue that will affect you. And obviously, another issue that I think is going to be very important to this committee is the property on Watertown Plank Road, where the maintenance and the sheriff and everybody are housed, because WISDOT, at latest, their map that I've seen, they're moving more west onto our property. And, you know, my opinion is that if they really were serious about this, that they would buy us out. And we have options of what we could do. And I think the options for the county are very, very good, as well as for DOT, they're very, very good. Because DOT is going to need a significant staging area to do this project, because it's a big job. And the direction they're headed now is not a real safe one, because they're going to have trucks pulling directly out onto the freeway. And if they were to take us up on our offer, they would have a staging area that the trucks would come right out on Watertown Plank Road, which would be considerably safer. And for the county, we could certainly find a place to retrofit and to put our people in. But we're in the initial stages of that. I just got into it, I'm going to come back and report to this committee on a regular basis as to what we're doing over there, because it will be significant for the county. I hope that helps.
Ms. Buzak, can you start giving us reports on Planet January cycle?
Sure.
The only part that Mr. Chairman wasn't answered was, are there any other funds available?
Okay.
It could be.
Okay.
I mean, they're really, you know, Supervisor, there could be. Because when you get into these mega projects, as you get into them, there are issues become available where land is needed, you know, efficiencies have to be acquired. And obviously our land is there, and they may want some of that property.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's areas over there we need to talk to them about. So I will not say that there aren't.
Okay.
I think it probably would be better that there would be.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of opportunities. I have one last question on item number two, which I believe, or fund transfer number two. And I'm probably going to bring this up with the finance, too, because this, I believe, will be for Mr. Farley, because even though it's for facilities, that's obviously now-ish under Department of Administrative Services. So this is a fund transfer for $2 million, and I'm having trouble understanding. It's a reallocation of 2011 money, an appropriation transfer. I just need more information, because I don't understand where exactly that money's coming from. And, you know, reallocating the adopted square footage amounts to the correct departments, what does that even mean? I don't know what that means. And for $2 million, I don't even know what that means.
Ms. Wazir? Got to play Musical Chairs. You got the answer?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, when Department of Aging and Family Care moved out of the Royce, and we had the series of moves that involved city campus, building on Valit here at the courthouse, though it was planned out, there were some fluid planning and changes that were done, but there was a lot of square foot changes that were done in those moves. For instance, up on the third floor where IMSD and the law library were, that's now where Family Care is. That I believe is a reallocation of those square footages and the charges that are relative to the square foot that's occupied by those departments.
So somewhere along the line, we didn't, okay. So the $2 million is what we're charging to our own facilities to use our space? I'm confused. And why wasn't this in the budget?
Chairman, Supervisors, Vince Masterson, DOS Fiscal Affairs. What this is, there's no tax levy effect on this. This is basically all the square foot, how the cross charges work for facilities is that their expenditures are based on the square footage used by each of the user departments. So, for instance, audit out in city campus, let's just say, uses 10,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Then they're charged based on their square footage, based on the actual expenditures. So we're using the 2011 budgeted cross charges. Mm-hmm. We're just reallocating them based on that move. And also there was a remeasurement of the square footage used by each of the user departments, which basically got them to what they're actually using now for their square footage. So this is kind of reallocating the true cost of that. When the 2011 budget was developed, we didn't, like Mr. Wozniak said, we didn't kind of know what those initial moves for family care and aging were going to be. So what we did was use the 2010 square foot charges. And at that time, we also were using the older square footage used by the user departments. Now that we have that information for aging and family care, as well as the updated square footage charge, this reallocates those cross charges based on what they're actually using. So there's no tax levy effect on that.
Okay. I just think for next time, maybe a little bit more information. I just always think for $2 million of funds moving around, we get a little bit more descriptive.
Sure.
That would be helpful.
And what we can also provide, too, is for Finance Committee, we provide a basically a narrative that goes into more detail.
Okay.
So I'd be more than happy to supply that to you.
Thank you. And I really appreciate the chairman, you know, forwarding these requests to our the transfers, because it's good to know this is all under the purview of this committee, so thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I just on this one, it's important that we get the right square footage, because that deals with the federal funding, and that we get the appropriate money from the federal government. That's why I don't think anybody said that yet. That's why you got to readjust. It's not as simple as just our internal accounting. But I would just wanted to go back to number five for a second and just point out that we do have the zoo interchange task force for the committee, and you know, we should not have the parks department or the parks director or any director negotiating with the state of Wisconsin. It is the zoo interchange task force that we put together to fulfill that responsibility, and Mr. Vuzelaki will be on that along with multiple other department heads, and then it is chaired by Bill Drew of the Research Park. And I just wanted to clarify that for everybody, because there's a lot of moving parts out there, and the last thing we wanted to do was have five or six different chiefs out there, you know, trying to negotiate with the state.
Okay. Anything else? I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and be safe. Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever religion you serve, just have a happy time. Goodbye.